Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show, aired every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Kat Cannabis is the international best-selling author of Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, and the host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV show. Together, we will explore cutting-edge insights and philosophies in health, wealth, and relationships. Kat's guests will be ordinary people with extraordinary stories. Now, here is your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis.
Welcome to the show tonight, everyone, and we've got an incredible show for you. Want to know what love's got to do with it? Well, then go ask Tina Turner. But if you want to know what karma's got to do with it, you have to ask Carmen and Alexandra Hara. And Dr. Carmen Hara is going to be on the show with us tonight. These two women, one a world-renowned author, psychologist, and intuitive, seen on Good Morning America, The View, Fox News, The Today Show, and CBS, The Early Show, and the other, a gorgeous model, life coach, Huffington Post columnist, and trendsetter among the millennials, are the Karma Queens. And their new book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships, The Truth About Karma in Relationships, was just published May 26, 2015 by Tarsha Penguin. And it reveals the secret to how to transform the karma in all of your relationships. Yeah, all of them, with lovers, spouses, family, and friend. If it's not working or it's broken, there may be more here than you're even aware of. Karma is the missing ingredient to changing what's not working to what is working. So on the show today, we have Dr. Carmen Hara, PhD, and she is going to help you discover the secrets to changing the karma in your relationships with lovers, spouses, family, and friends. And she's going to be talking about how important karma is. So without further ado, let's bring her on so that she can help us heal the bonds and change your karma to attract, here it is, the love of your dreams. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carmen Hara.
Oh, my God, Kathleen, you're amazing. I'm so excited to be with you tonight. I'm so grateful for having me.
Well, you're so welcome. And, you know, Carmen, I've got to tell you that love is what makes the world go round. People think it's money. People think it's finances. It's love. That's like one of the first things on our mind. So why is it important to discover the secrets to changing the karma in our relationships? And to begin with, what is karma?
Well, as you said, love goes the world go round. And if you think of empires was lost, you think of Cleopatra, think of, you know, what happened in history because of man loving women or women loving man at every level of society, you know. So this has been said, you know, action, thoughts and intention create what is considered the number one law of spirituality, which is the law of karma, the foundation of the physical world, of the world we are living in. But people don't understand karma. They think it's some kind of a punishing force. If you do something wrong, karma will come to hurt you or bite you, or which is completely wrong, because karma is not only the Newtonian law of cause and effect. Karma is actually the accumulation of everything that has happened to you, everything that has been done to you, everything having to do with your memory stored at the level of the subconscious mind. We as humans, we operate on memory. We come from a drop of DNA that has memory. And memory means repetition. So we tend to repeat the same situation again, especially when it comes to our love life. And even with other people, you know, because when we talk of karma, you talk of all kinds of relationship that karma plays a role in them. So if you think of karma like a cosmic force that is meant to actually guide you in the right direction, and that karma is something that can be changed, can be healed, irreversible, then you think of karma like a very powerful force, and you think of karma like something that is so powerful and so important, especially when it comes to the way you relate to yourself and the world around.
That's amazing. So, you know, we have to learn certain lessons and overcome certain challenges in life as we're growing up. You know, as we get older, well, we go from being in kindergarten now into college. Yes, we had to learn certain lessons and get over certain challenges. But how does karma play into that when it comes to, you know, meeting certain people that we run into as a child and then the people that we run into as we're adults? And does this karma also play in the workplace? Is it a part of our work?
Karma can be equated for absolutely everything that happens to us, because karma is that memory you're coming from. So everything that happens to you, good or bad, the people you bring into your life, the way you relate to them, the success into your career, the marriage that you go through, the divorce that you go through, has karmic implication. So in other words, there are karmic relationships. There is karma you create with your children. There's karma you create on a daily basis towards your own self, the way you treat yourself, the way you act towards you and the people in your life, you know. So it's attached to your soul. It's everything that is a reflection of your reality has a karmic component. So karma is an ancient concept going back to the time of the Samaritans, going back to the time of Kabbalah, to Pythagoras 2,500 years ago. He was the one speaking about the transmigration of the soul, which means that we reincarnate. So karma is a concept attached to the idea of the reincarnation, meaning we have a certain action in a lifetime that we carry with us into the next and into the next. So if you think that the soul is eternal, that the energy never dies, that we go back into the time, the continuous time from the physical world that is limitation of time, then when we come back here, we come back with the same stories that are already implemented, because it's so fascinating. In our DNA, everything is there about who are we meant to be. It's almost like a lot of things are already preordained. We have memory. We know a lot of things, like Mozart played the piano at the age of 4. He knew. Mm-hmm. Like, I speak French, though I've never been to any school. So it's interesting how we have knowledge of previous experiences that we cannot define and we cannot explain. So the same thing applies in relationship. We just meet people that we have a sense of knowing them. We have a sense we have some business to do with them. There is a karma between us that needs to play it out. As you said, there's a lesson to be learned. So mm-hmm. people go through a lot of lessons that are karmic, that they have to take place at a certain time and date. So we need to acknowledge. So karma is something that needs to be dissect, needs to be identified, needs to be helped to move in the right direction and not in the wrong. So none of us wants to create bad karma, that heaviness that is like a luggage on your soul that is heavy to carry and you can never get rid of. So the more positive the karma is, the more, you know, you will succeed in life, the more you're going to see light and achievements at every level of your being, and the better you're going to feel about you and the world around. So indirectly, you'll establish positive relationship, because if within you yourself everything is light and everything is flourishing and you have the right perception of the world, then the reflection of that perception will be presented to you. So there's no accidents, who comes into your life, events that are happening to you. Everything is already there. Everything is already implemented somewhere in the memory of your subconscious mind, in the memory of your soul. That's why I think the relationship intertwine and they have a karmic component. And that's why I decided to do this book with my daughter, because I wanted a perception of a younger generation too. And I said, well, a book on relationship that comes with a karmic twist will make relationship more dynamic, more interesting, and more fascinating, and much more easy to explain at a certain level.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. You know, there are no accidents. There's only accidentally on purposes. So when we think that we just accidentally stumbled into the same problem again, it's because we didn't work it out, and therefore we have to keep refacing that karma that we have not completed. So when we get back to your book, which is The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships, The Truth About Karma in Relationships, how do we discover how you first start to accumulate the negative energy that you put on yourself? How do we find that out? And I know you detail this in your book, but can you give us a quick idea of how that works?
Well, I feel that the first thing that happens when there's a karmic situation, you just feel stuck. And I don't know about you, but a lot of people come to me and say, Dr. Hara, I'm really stuck. I don't know where I'm going. I have no idea why I'm bringing the same situation over and over. Why am I attracting the same abusive person in my life? Why am I allow myself to be bullied all the time? Why can't I have the success I'm longing for? So when you don't have answers to all of this, then you have to go back to where it all originated. So you have to go sometime, go back in your life and remember what happened to you at the age of 16. You were abused, or you have to remember your first divorce. So go back where the situation was created so that you can take away, like you delete a file in your mind. Because if the file is still there, it's like a bug in your system that will continue to come back. You know, it's like a virus that doesn't want to go away. So the most important thing is you need to revisit the problem and see where the problem originated so that it can be taken away. But you have to be very honest to yourself, and you have to, you know, pinpoint everything that has been done to you and everything, every response that you had, because life is the way you respond to things, and that also creates your own karma. Is, let's say somebody's hurting you, but the way you respond to the pain and the way you respond to other person creates your own karmic pattern of behavior. So that's why it's so powerful for people who operate on their own ego. They're not aware what they're doing wrong, and they continue to create the same situation. And indirectly, as you said it, the mistake is not learned, so the mistake keeps on repeating over and over until it's learned. So no doubt about it, life is about learning. It's a learning process, and you have to prove yourself that you learn, because this is the only way you progress. And the learning experience is more clear and more obvious when it comes to relationship, because as you said it from the beginning, it's all about that love, that connection, that need of being loved. And if you don't have that, you know, then you don't have anything on earth, because we cannot attach to all the physical and to the possession and to the bank account. And all that matters is being adored and being happy and being in a state of health and content. And that does come through love, because if the law of karma is the number one law of spirituality, the law of love is actually the most powerful law of life.
So what you're saying is, if you want to change your karma and you want to change the way people are responding around you, you need to change your behavior first. And they have to respond differently to you, but because you've made that change, you've kind of changed your karma.
I think if you change within you, the change comes inside you. The first thing that you can do is have a loving relationship with you. And if you love yourself, accept yourself, and you don't have issues with yourself, you know, and you put yourself on a pedestal and you believe in you, because it has to be this way. There's going to be no other way. Nobody else will necessarily do it for you. This is your inner work. When you do that, then the universe responds at the same vibration energy. So if you look at people who usually succeed in life, having wonderful relationship, being happily married, they have a very good relationship with themselves. They are not disturbed in their mind. They are not troubled. They have a nice approach to life, because they believe in you. It's key to manifest a good reality. What you think you become, what you put out there manifests into your reality. So, and this is, these are all components of the same concept of karma that plays such a big role in relationships. So karma spills into relationship of all kinds because relationship actually intertwined. There's no such things like a relationship is separated from another. No, my relationship with my husband will be eventually affected by the relationship with my mother or my kids. So you have to know to differentiate different types of karma from the individual to the family into the global. So you have to know to differentiate relationship and set boundaries. But most likely, be good to you, you know, and appreciate yourself and let those negative emotions of fear, insecurity, that you're not worthy, let those, wipe them out, you know, because then you hurt you and then you create your own negative karma towards yourself. And then don't expect good relationship to happen because they cannot.
Now, don't go away because we're going to take a really quick break for a second. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can use karmic cycles to your advantage with Dr. Carmen. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can use your own radio show to promote your business and become a celebrity in your area or industry? Do you have a great idea for a radio show or a passion that you would like to share with other like-minded people? The Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and TV hosts Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle will show you how. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
So welcome back. We have with us today, for those of you who are just tuning in, Dr. Carmen Hara. And she has a PhD, and she and her daughter, Alexandra Hara, actually wrote the book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships, The Truth About Karma in Relationships. It was published in May of 2015 by Tarcher Penguin, and it reveals the secrets of how to transform the karma in all of your relationships with lovers, spouses, family, and friends. So welcome back. Let me ask you, is there a way, Dr. Carmen, that people can wipe out everyday worries about their relationships just from the information that is in your book?
Yeah, there's so much information when it comes to empowerment. There's so much information how to delete all those negative thoughts, all those negative tendencies that exist within ourselves, coming, as I said, from all kinds of negative feelings that may be implemented there for a very long time. So important it is to acknowledge them, and then they can be eliminated. You know, when you think of karma, it's something that you can reverse. You can turn it around. You can create a lot of good karma, meaning a lot of positive thoughts, a lot of good intentions towards the people around you. So, you know, just to answer your question, can people learn out of the book how to eliminate the worries? Absolutely. Very easily. The book is like a manual. It has so much information and so many ideas, and it comes with bullet points so that it can easy to digest, easy to remember, steps that you need to take into your life to learn how to communicate, to understand the type of the relationship you are in, to understand what you need to do in case you're trapped into a dysfunctional relationship. So the book takes every single, you know, group of relationship and gives explanation, details, and advice. So I think of my book like some kind of a manual, yeah.
Absolutely, I would agree, because I did read your book, and it tells, you know, it's so, those everyday relationships, those little things that we take for granted actually are so important to our well-being, our health, our mental health, along with our physical health, because when you're worried all the time, Carmen, you know, it starts to wear on your body. And one of the biggest worries we have is in relationships. Is he going to call me? Is he going to dump me again like all the others dumped me? Is he going to treat me badly like all the others treat me badly? So your book actually shows the reader how to overcome former betrayals. You know, look for that pattern, how to scope out the real reason behind your partner choices. If you find that you're making the same bad choices every single time, maybe you need to look at what you're choosing, not necessarily what's finding you. And if the bad boys keep finding you, what kind of breadcrumbs are you dropping on the ground that they're following? What is that karma? So, Carmen, please tell us a little bit about karmic cycles.
Well, there's a connection between the concept of karma and the concept of time. So what's interesting is that in life, life has a number of cycles. So cycles are between 9 years to 12 years in a lifetime. And it's interesting, when you end a life cycle, a chapter in the book of your life comes to an end, so you have a chance to open a new cycle. It's interesting that relationships have cycles. I don't know if any of you listening have ever had a feeling like, oh, I've been married 7 years, and after 7 years it came to an end, or after 18 years, 2 times 9, mm-hmm. or after 21, 3 times 7. So the cycles keep on, you know, manifesting in relationship, because in the physical world, the world is the world of time. More so, what's fascinating is that there's a way based on when are you born, like you have a divine code, exactly like a genetic code. The time of your birth shows levels of compatibility with the person in your life based on their birth code. So if you know how to calculate, and our book explains a little bit how you are or are not a match in the physical world and how a specific cycle in your life is the right time to do what you meant to do. Like, let's say, when is the right time to get married? At the beginning of a life cycle, or when you're in the year 6. So my book gives you hints of when and how, you know, you should actually proceed. And if you're in the wrong timing, you're not supposed to get married, then you better wait and better, you know, find the proper moment in time when to proceed. So I think that this is an extra tool that comes to complement all the other definitions and advice and ideas and, you know, bullet points about relationship, giving them like a different twist when it comes to applying them to the whole idea of your timing. Your life is timing, and everything mm-hmm. is in time. And as you mm-hmm. said it very well, you know, if we not controlling time very well, you know, then it's very hard to turn it around. And you can go back in time. But also, if you allow emotions to play a negative role, your physical health is affected. I love that you made that statement because, you know, what you feel determines how you feel. So it's all feelings and emotion. And according to that, you can, you know, attract the people in your life that will vibrate at the level of your emotion. But if your emotions are negative, don't expect somebody to treat you right, because that's not going to happen.
Oh, I love that. I love that vibration, you know, synchronicity within the vibration. And yes, mm-hmm. when you finally get that karma under control and you start looking at these karmic cycles and these cycles in your relationships, your karma can actually give you peace of mind. So, Carmen, please share with us, how can we find you, get in touch with you?
Well, people can go to my website, carmenhara.com, and they can send me an email at carmenhara@aol, and they can find me all over the Internet. I am on WABC Radio. I have my own radio show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, every Sunday night, in which I have a calling show in which I'm working directly with people who need guidance and advice in terms of relationship, health, or whatever other problems they might have. So if people really want to be in touch, I think really listening to my radio show on WABC, 77 a.m., will be a way to connect with me directly, or just sending me an email, or just get my book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship. And, you know, if you do that, you get a session free. So you buy this book, it's $7 on Kindle. the price of a coffee, and you actually end up by having a free session with me. So if you think I need some guidance, I have some questions, I don't know how to handle this in my life right now, and it's very hard for me to go inward and find my own answers. And sometimes advice from other people who have the wisdom is very useful. So then if you feel like you might need this kind of an advice, don't hesitate to get my book. Give me a call or at 917-771-6035. That's my cellular. Or email me at carmenhara@AOL. And let's be in touch, or go on Facebook and put the name Carmen Hara. I have 100,000 people there as my followers. Be part of my family. Subscribe to my newsletter. So it's through the social media that we all use and love lately that we can connect so easily. So I am there. I'm here. I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve your listeners and everybody who needs any kind of an advice. I will give them with an open heart and with all the knowledge that I accumulated in 30 years of doing this career.
Well, you know, it's not that many guests who will actually give their cell phone number out over the air. So you are very serious about connecting with your audience, and I think that that's absolutely wonderful. So we know how to get in touch with you, and we know that your book is on Kindle. How else can is your book available on Amazon? Is there anywhere else?
Yeah, my book is available in a physical copy at Barnes & Noble, Kindles, at Amazon, of course, in Kindles and physical copy. The book was released by Penguin Books, a huge publisher house. So they made sure they put the book everywhere. So I'm so grateful to this publisher house that they gave me the opportunity of this book. And the book is called Karma Queens, based on a reality show that we are working right now that hopes is going to come very soon on the air. So the whole idea of relationship that, you know, are so interesting and fascinating and everybody wants to work on them, it's going to be a theme of a reality show, which we're so excited about. So it's all about relationship at the end of the day.
Well, once you get your reality show going, you've got to come back onto our radio show and tell everybody about it so, you know, we can learn everything that's going on, because that sounds really exciting. So, again, we are talking with Dr. Carmen Hara, H-A-R-R-A, and she and her daughter are the author of the new book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships, The Truth About Karma in Relationships. It was published by Penguin May 26th of 2015, and this book reveals the secrets to how to transform the karma in all of your relationships. We're down to our last 2 minutes. Believe it or not, Carmen, this just went so quickly, and it was so much fun. It was like we were sitting here, you know, having a girlfriend moment with a cup of coffee and just talking about relationships and karma and boyfriends and husbands and workplaces. Your book also talks about how to achieve flawless communication, especially for heightened intimacy and a deeper connection. Can you, in like, you know, 30 seconds or so, tell us how important that is?
The most important thing is communication. So your message needs to come across. But when you do that, don't think of only of you. You know, replace the me with we, and learn to listen to your partner. Learn to respond with solutions, not with arguments. Avoid the fights, the conflicts. They can create a big damage, you know. Switch off in your head defensiveness and aggressiveness. Switch it on with forgiveness and understanding. And try to think long term. Try to get the most of that relationship. Try to create the emotional connection. And try to listen to your partner, and, you know, because it's great to be a good listener. And make relationship pure. Declutter relationship. Don't let them be toxic. Don't let them become dysfunctional. It's up to you. You know, a good relationship is in your hands. So get the most of it, because a good relationship can really make you feel fulfilled and happy and accomplished.
Well, thank you so much. We're out of time, and Tune in next Wednesday, everybody, for another Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show. Thank you for being with us tonight, and thank you, Dr. Carmen Herrera, for being with us.
Thank you for tuning in to the Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis Show. If you would like to comment or have an idea for the show or have a question for Kat or one of her guests, please visit her on Facebook at Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. This show and previous shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio, accessible from survivingcancerland.com and accessyourinnerguide.com. Join us again next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Until then, have a great week.